7:22 this Friday morning here on East Coast Radio. We interrupt this Breakfast Beats to bring you some breaking news. Well, it broke last night.
But but we were sleeping.
But I tell you what is breaking is that he took our call. And so joining us live on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio right now, is SA Men's Player of the Year winner at the Cricket South Africa Awards 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Keshav Mahara.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi,
how
Kesh.
Are you guys?
Hey.
I'm very well. How are you?
Well done.
Listen, Kesh, first things first, congratulations, man. What a night for KZN. What a night for you, best cricketer in South Africa.
Hello.
Hey, how heavy is the title?
Yeah, it's a wonderful title to have. To be honest, I really didn't expect it. I was shocked more than anything else, but... yeah, very privileged and humbled to receive the award. But I think for KZN, I think it showed why we had the season that we did and how we turned it around. And, you know, kudos to the other little one award winners in Cronellan and Nonku as well as John. I think we're doing good things in KZN. And, you know, we're definitely going to be the franchise of choice going forward.
Kesh, what does it feel like being nominated in your category? Because you're nominated with the greats. It's really tough competition, we're not going to lie. What was that like?
Yeah, look, like I said, it's a privilege to be acknowledged, especially in a season where there's been a lot of success for CSA and the Proteas brand. But yeah, it's a huge privilege. Honestly, it's a huge privilege. There's some guys that have really shone throughout the season and really stuck their hands up. So yeah, it's a huge honor to receive this award and represent many of the other spinners out there, especially as well as Nonku. She has done exceptionally well. So, I mean, her emotions told the story last night. So yeah, kudos to her as well.
Yeah, and Kesh, I mean, you haven't really had a break. So you go from winning the World Test Championship and then you have to go to Zimbabwe for 3 weeks and then you go straight to Johannesburg to collect an award. Are you actually going to have some family time now and actually chill?
No, not really. I leave in a week to Australia for obviously the ODI series. So trying to capitalize on the time at home, especially being a young dad. So enjoying that as much as I can. But yeah, it's go, work. But I guess, you know, not many can say they're fortunate enough to do something they love and get to see other parts of the world. So, you know, we hold on very dearly to the opportunities we get.
Kesh, we're so proud of you. And thank you so much. Are you busy? You busy and your dad busy as well. And you took our call. So thank you so much. And as a token of our appreciation for winning this epic award, for talking to us this morning, we would actually like to give you and your family two or three tickets to the Fin Cup.
Oh, wow, Darren.
thank you very much.
It's not even going to be here.
That's a good one, Darren.
Kesh, I'm just checking a T's and C's. You can re-gift these tickets, okay?
Appreciate that very much.
No, thanks for talking to us. Kesh, you the man. Keshav Maharaj, South Africa's Player of the Year winner 2025. Halala. Thank you, Kesh.
And I just want to put it...
Thank you.
Yeah, Kesh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. No, I wanted to say, if you know where Nonkululeko is,
yeah,
we've been trying to get hold of her as well. I think she had a lacquer jaw last night. So if you see her at breakfast, please just tell her, Oguti, we want to chat to you.
I'm off to gym now, so I don't think I'm going to see her there. At breakfast, I'll definitely relay the message to her.
Thanks, Kesh. It's East Coast Breakfast.